Dreamscape presents Mrs. Queen Takes the Train by William Coon. Narrated by Simon Premmer. Part 1. Warrior 2. Several years ago, on a dark afternoon in December, Her Majesty Elizabeth II, by the grace of God, of the United Kingdom, Northern Ireland and her other realms and territories, Queen, Head of the Commonwealth of Nations, Defender of the Faith, Duchess of Edinburgh, Countess of Merioneth, Baroness Greenwich, Duke of Lancaster, Lord of Man, Duke of Normandy, sat at her desk, frowning at a computer screen. The desk had once belonged to Queen Victoria. Its surface was polished but uneven, like many other pieces of furniture in Windsor Castle, so the computer keyboard wobbled when the Queen pressed on it. She folded a piece of paper into a tiny square and slipped it underneath a corner. The keyboard was one thing, but the computer itself was another. She expected it to work, but in her experience it was just as bad as the keyboard, though the reasons were more mystifying. It was always locking up just when she found something she thought she might like to see. She'd been instructed to look for the cursor when this happened, even though the young woman who handled information technology for the Privy Purse had helped her increase the magnification of the screen. Her diminished eyesight made it difficult to find the tiny flashing bar, which she understood she was meant to move around.